In this week's Torah reading, which is called Va'igash and He Approached, we find many subjects. Among them, the approach of Yehuda to Yosef, he didn't know it was his brother, with the longest speech in the whole Torah. And we read about the revelation of Yosef to his brothers, the revelation to Yaakov that Yosef was alive, the encounter between Yaakov and Yosef, the going down of Yaakov and all his family into the land of Egypt. But I would like to point one particular idea, one particular verse, actually, of the preparation of Yaakov before going down to Egypt. The Torah says in Hebrew, "Ves Yehuda sholach lefanav el Yosef." Yaakov sent Yehuda, his one of his sons, to Yosef, "Lehoiris lefanav Goshna." Literally translated is to check out the land of Goshen. The land of Goshen is the place where the Jewish people would actually live for 210 years. Being in Egypt and so on. So the simple explanation of this verse is that since Yaakov had a whole family, children and grandchildren, and a whole bunch of people, 70 people, that needed houses and needed places to live and fields for the cattle and so on, so Yaakov sent Yehuda before the whole family, before all the children, to fix up the place, check the place and fix it up. But our sages bring a very interesting explanation. There's one word used in this verse that it's like a strange word. Yaakov sent Yehuda lehoiros. Lehoiros means literally to teach Goshen, the land of Goshen. What are you talking about? You're not going to teach anything to a land, to earth. So our sages explain that actually Yaakov was worried about something else, not about the houses, not about the cattle and so on. Yaakov was worried about Torah, about learning Torah. Lehoiros means to teach, to learn. So therefore, Yaakov sent Yehuda before all the family in order to prepare places of Torah learning. Yeshivas and Bate Midrashim, and that's what they're called in Hebrew. Places where people would learn Torah. So when we read the thing again, Yaakov was worried, not about the houses, Yaakov was worried about learning Torah. So he sent Yehuda. Now, there's a question on this explanation of our sages. If Yosef was already in the land of Egypt, and he wasn't just a regular person, he was the viceroy of the whole land of Egypt, why would Yaakov send Yehuda to check and to build and to play, make a place for learning Torah? Yosef was already over there. Why don't you send a letter to Yosef, and Yosef is going to arrange for you anything you want? Yeah, he was all powerful, so to speak, in Egypt. And the explanation is as follows. There's a very fundamental difference between Yosef and the rest of his brothers. The rest of the brothers of Yosef, and also our forefathers, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they were pastors of cattle. They used to sit in the field, and they used to think about God, and they used to learn whatever Torah they used to learn in those times. And they had time. They were not worried about the worldly and earthly matters. They were just worried about cattle, whatever the cattle eats over here, eats over there, and then you put it back to its place, and you just have free time to think about God. On the other hand, Yosef was the viceroy of Egypt, as we mentioned before, and he was the accountant of Egypt. Every single person that needed to buy anything from Egypt, grain and so on, they used to go to Yosef, and he was the man in charge of selling and so on, of actually handling everything in Egypt, to the point our sages say that nobody could ride a horse without an order from Yosef. So we see that Yosef was a very busy man, very busy man. Even so, even though he was so busy, he was constantly adhered, so to speak, to God, to godliness, as we see that Yosef did not forget anything that he received from his father. He didn't forget any piece of Torah. And this, our sages learn it from the gift that Yosef sent to Yaakov. He made actually a very interesting sign in the gift, telling his father, "I didn't even forget where we stopped learning. I know the page and the line where we stopped learning." So basically, Yosef was, in Hebrew we say davuk, adhered to godliness. But the truth is that in the whole thing of learning Torah, Yosef didn't have time. He wasn't into that so much. He just didn't forget. He was completely adhere to godliness, completely adhere to whatever he learned, but he didn't have time to learn Torah. So that's why when Yaakov knew that he needed a place to learn Torah in Egypt, so his children and grandchildren and so on would not forget about our traditions, he needed somebody completely dedicated to Torah to build a place for learning and so on. That's why he sent Yehuda from the land of Canaan into Egypt to arrange this thing of learning Torah. From this thing, we can extract a very important lesson. Many, many times, a person learns by himself, by herself. You pick up a book and you learn. And you're not a fool. You're going to understand what you're learning. It's fine. But you know what? When you really want guidance in your life, you need a real rabbi. And you need a rabbi dedicated to learning, dedicated to teaching, dedicated to real practical life that has experience in actually living his life as a Jew, living his life and leading other people to understand the message of godliness. Okay, for Jews, whatever the message is for Jews, for non-Jews, whatever the message is for non-Jews. You can't just rely on a book. You can't, in other words, you can't just rely on your own mind. And this is not something I'm saying. This is a verse. El binoscho al tishoen. Mishle, Proverbs says, do not lean on your own understanding. It's true, again, the book is very nice. And the writer of the book for sure knows a lot and so on. But don't rely just on what you understand. You need to base yourself on somebody that really dedicates his life into this, into Torah, into learning, into teaching, into lessons and so on, to assure that through this person, God is telling you particularly what your mission in life is and what guidance you particularly need. Again, God is doing this through a specific person that you can choose. If you don't like this person anymore, you can choose another one. There's not a problem. Don't do rabbi shopping. You know, I'm going to ask this question to this rabbi, the other question to the other rabbi. I'm going to see what rabbis say, and they argue when with each other. So, no, don't do this, because certainly you're going to get more confused than what you already are. That's what you're asking, because you're confused. So pick a person and rely upon God, that God is going to give you whatever messages you need in your life through this particular person. But it has to be a person completely dedicated to the learning of Torah.